This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
From the text line, mom should have grabbed that kid's ice cream from the cops and ate that too.
Wow.
Wow.
Every little thing.
Manchester United, probably the most famous sports franchise on the planet, is going to demolish their Old Trafford Stadium. It's home for more than 100 years.
Oh.
Very famous. And build a new stadium that will seat 100,000 fans.
That'll be a great seat.
Woo!
Way up top.
100,000.
Bring
in
your binoculars.
In a stadium that big, you are not going to be able to see a thing.
Nebraska seats 90,000.
It is pretty common for Texas football stadiums to be that large.
Michigan football seats 100,000.
Do we have a Chiefs update? Are we just willy-nilly losing players like five or six in the last week?
It's a mass exodus. Yeah, that's what happens when you go to three Super Bowls in a row and you can't afford to pay your amazing players anymore. Other teams want your amazing players.
So is it Justin Reed? Did I hear that one?
We lost Justin Reed today.
Wharton?
We lost Tershawn Wharton, I believe. I don't have the full list in front of me.
So not shocking that this would happen, but I'm just seeing a lot of names online.
They're dropping like flies.
Mike, do we have a portal I didn't know about? Is this college?
Our cap space is opening up. Got a lot of cap space.
All right. Let's
bring in some new guys.
They are still looking for that missing University of Pittsburgh student in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. They were questioning the man, young man, who was also a tourist, who was last seen with her. But he has apparently given three different stories. Now, Pete, I was watching Fox News this morning, and they were basically crucifying him and convicting him just based on that. Keep this in mind that they were on the beach at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's spring break. One of the Fox News commentators was so brilliant and said, I bet alcohol was involved. Whoa. You think?
Brilliant.
And she was on the beach at 4 o'clock in the morning hanging out with her friends. And somehow they all went back to bed or were passed out on the beach chairs, whatever. And she was last seen walking down the beach with this young man. I'm not surprised he's giving three different stories. He was probably schnockered and didn't even remember his own name at the time.
How old are they?
They're in their early 20s.
Okay.
Most of them. I mean, I remember being in Cancun.
God.
And by the way, strangely enough, or ironically enough, also with... And it was during spring break years and years ago. I was at the GR Solaris, of course, and there was a group of guys from the University of Pittsburgh, and we were in the hot tub area, which is just off from the pool, and these guys were just ripped out of their gourd. It was probably about 10 o'clock at night, and the guy seated to my right in the hot tub, at one point, he couldn't even say a word. He was that drunk. And his face just goes straight into the water.
Yep.
And he didn't come back up. And I grabbed him by the back of his hair, and I pulled his head back out of the water. I looked to his friend and I said, get him up to his room and do not let him sleep on his back.
I'm telling you, I will never go back to any of those countries. I've done those trips. They were not vacations. They were trips.
Well, but you were going with kids
My
and having
God,
to take
I will
care
never,
of kids on spring
ever,
break.
Ever go back. At age Aurora is what we're going to call me from terms of endearment. Now that I have reached the mature age of Aurora.
You're older mm-hmm. than Aurora.
Well seasoned.
I will take the vacations well. Of my choosing. And I've never been to Europe. You know that? Like, we are going to start very intentionally planning out our trips. I'm going to take two golf trips this year. One is to go to the Masters. And did you just see Tiger Woods is out indefinitely? We were really hoping to see him this year.
How did he rupture his Achilles? He hardly golfs anymore.
He's been playing inside at that indoor facility down in Florida.
Which is unwatchable, by the way.
I know.
I don't think
that's going to end up taking off as a thing.
But he trains like crazy, and so he was probably doing sprints or box jumps
or something. Yeah, he says, from his verified Tiger Woods account, as I began to ramp up my own training and practice at home, I felt a sharp pain in my left Achilles, which was deemed to be ruptured. He went in for some sort of procedure this morning. He is out indefinitely.
Why doesn't he just retire?
For the love of the game, he can't.
Hunger for greatness.
And then last golf plug, I will tell you, if you have not watched the latest season of Full Swing, there is an entire episode on Gary Woodland's cancer battle. Mm. It is some of the best television that you can watch right now, and it is on Netflix. I believe it's season 3, episode 5 or 6. We'd have to look it up. Just look for the Gary Woodland episode of Kansas City from Topeka, golfed at KU. It's hard to watch, but it's also inspiring to watch, knowing what he went through and then came back from that on the other side. We saw it a couple nights ago. It's outstanding.
Is this new Tiger Woods league called the TGL?
It's whatever is indoors, and you pay money to watch them play
in an arena.
It's called
Change the Channel.
No kidding, because somebody says, I watch more of that than I do regular golf. I tried last week or last weekend, whenever it was on, and I mean, it is awful.
I just don't know how they're going to sell tickets. Like,
how do you monetize that?
How do you monetize it?
They were literally shooting against a screen.
Yes.
It's a simulator.
And then when it gets close enough to the hole,
they
were putting it on the part of the, and they had like one or two holes inside the arena, and they just place the ball down on where it looks like it would have been on the screen, and then they finish.
And Dana, what does the putting green do to?
It undulates.
It undulates.
Yes,
that's right.
It undulates.
Oh, that's right. It changes
the putting
shape.
When we first saw it, I thought, well, that's cool. You could get corporate events out there. Are there 18 holes? It's just one simulator with a really cool green that changes. And I just don't know how you. People might pay once to go watch some of those. But speaking of binoculars, you're going to need binoculars to see what they're doing down there.
And the thing is, you would think, because Tiger is, and I think he's the brains behind this or big financial backer, whatever. You would think that, you know, maybe playing it down at T-Mobile Center. Oh, this is kind of cool. You know, we got the simulator over here. We've got the undulating whatever.
The undulation green.
Over here. This is very exciting. They should have done a test TV broadcast with Tiger and bring in Scheffler or whomever.
The first one wasn't bad, and all of the stars were there, Scott. So the first one was like, all right, they got Scott Van Pelt
from
ESPN to analyze it.
But you don't realize until you see it on TV, because some things are awesome in real life.
Yeah.
Like NASCAR is awesome in real life. It's hard to watch on TV.
Yep.
Soccer, in my opinion, is incredible to watch in real life. It's my favorite sport to watch live. But I'll be honest, it's tough to watch sometimes on TV. I mean, this could be awesome if you're in the arena. But then when you watch it on TV, it's kind of like, it's kind of lame.
Yeah.
They should have done a fake test TV broadcast. Bring in Scott Van Pelt. Bring in whomever. What's his name? The guy whose voice puts me to sleep.
Scott, you would have to build it. And I'm sure it costs a lot of money to build it. I just don't know what they're going to do with it now that it's here. There needs to be a way where people can participate.
Can they undulate it into nothingness?
Wow. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Anyway.
Or they could just play golf on an Xbox or something.
Tiger Woods out indefinitely.
Golden tea.
That's really
Tiger
what it
Woods
is, man.
Golden tea.
It's golden tea. All right, when we get back, the Missouri man who's alleged to have abused the 911 system.
It's not hard to prove, 911, what is it? Oh, it's Bob again.
Here he comes.
It's Bob again. We don't even need the address.
And the reason why it is alleged he kept abusing the 911 system. We'll get to that and much more coming up in just a moment. Tuesday edition of the Dana and Parks program here on KMBZ.
Where are our helpers this hour? If you are an EMT, if you are a paramedic, fire, maybe police, but certainly hospital workers for this next story. You all have a handful of patients that you've dealt with over the years that are the repeat offenders. The serial 911, I want to go to the hospital callers when nothing urgent is really going on.
Right.
This is one of the first times we can remember in the history of this program that charges have been filed for someone with, quote, a long history of misusing the 911 system, okay? Your dateline is Richmond, Missouri. A man police say has a long history of misusing emergency lines to get prescription drugs has been arrested, according to a report by the Richmond Police Department. Court documents detail that officers were first dispatched to a home in Richmond around 1:45 in the morning, March 8th, so a few days ago, when officers spoke to the accused, Caleb Anthony Merriman. He reportedly told them that he was having a mental health crisis and needed a ride to the Ray County Hospital because he was too paranoid to walk. The officers then talked to his father, who told them he called 911 because he didn't want his son at his house due to, quote, his drug use and strange behavior. The officers noted Merriman had already been taken to the hospital by Ray County paramedics and was set to be transported to a hospital in Independence for treatment, but left against medical advice to go see his dad. Despite Merriman's insistence that they give him another ride back to the hospital, the officers refused and said he was capable of walking. And I'd love to look up these addresses. I have a feeling this is within striking distance of this hospital.
Okay.
They warned him, do not call 911 for non-emergency reasons. And then they left. An hour later, he called 911 again.
Hmm.
This time he claimed he had chest pain and anxiety and needed to go to the hospital.
Can you write down the address?
Paramedics returned and determined he did not need medical attention, while Merriman continued to ask for a ride so he could go to the Independence facility. Officers placed him under arrest, found a syringe in his pants that he told them he had used to consume meth earlier in the day. While being booked into jail, officers learned he was on probation for parole for burglary. We looked up this guy needs rehab. This guy needs to go to a drug rehab facility. He has a long list of.
You can see the physical transformation of his face over the last 5 years.
So according to court documents, Merriman called 911 dispatch 13 times between March 4th and March 8th.
How many times?
13 times in 4.5 days.
So more than 3 times a day.
An officer detailed that, quote, he has a long history of calling 911.
Clearly.
When he wants to get prescription meds from various hospitals. So he is charged with unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia and misusing 911, 2 counts. His first court appearance was scheduled for this afternoon. Good. I cannot remember a time where the abuse of that system, drug dependency related or not, led to an arrest and then charges.
And am I correct that they have to
send somebody
to you regardless?
Yes, they do.
And then
they can deny you drugs once you get to the hospital if you are a repeat offender.
They can deny that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because here's what's happening. He's hoping against hope because nobody's writing this guy a prescription for anything.
Correct.
There's no personal physician that's going to write him anything. So he is, when he starts to Jones and he's coming down from his original high from 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I got to get my hand on some more drugs. I'm going to call 911 and see if I can, sweet talk a doctor into giving me just one more hit.
Well, and the pain scale is entirely subjective. How are you feeling? Oh, I'm a 10. I need morphine. I'm a 10. They can't actually. There's no scientific way for them to be like, oh, actually, you're not experiencing any pain. You just want another fix.
Right. So what is the charge? Abusing the 911 system?
2 counts of abuse of the 911 system and then the drug paraphernalia charge.
I feel bad for the guy in a way, but I don't either.
But you can't force someone to go to drug rehab. You can say.
Not if they haven't committed a crime.
We're putting handcuffs on you. And you're going to stop taxing an already taxed system because you need help. And I do believe he needs help. Just based on the mug shots, plural.
Speaking as someone who has a bit of history with this, you can't help someone who doesn't want help. He has to want it to get it. You can send anybody you want to rehab, you know. And I remember when I was in it, there were a handful of people, I'll be frank, who you just knew they don't want to be here.
In terms of the criminal charges, where is the line?
Times in a couple days is the line.
14 times in 4 days or 13, whatever it was, in 4 days, that's a line.
So he just abused the system to access when other people abuse it enough?
Well, I mean, we've all heard the stories, you know, that homeless people will do it in the winter when it's really, really cold outside just to get a respite from, you know, the elements. There are crazy people who are just, they're not on drugs, they're just crazy, who will abuse the 911 system. You know, but you also don't want to discourage someone from calling if they really have an emergency.
Well, and, you know, we all know about the story of the boy who cried wolf. Let's say tomorrow, he actually has a legitimate emergency.
Mm-hmm. They're probably going to slow walk that ambulance to his house. We got to go get Ryan again.
And every time they're slow walking an ambulance to that house, that takes away resources from someone else who needs it or may need it. And I don't know how many ambulances there are over in Ray County, but also it taxes the human tax on the paramedics and the EMTs that are constantly going back there.
Is this Ray County, Missouri? Because you've mentioned Bourbon County, which is where Pittsburgh is located. I mean, he's like a cross-line offender. You know who I really feel sorry for?
It was Richmond. The multiple calls were Richmond.
Okay. I feel sorry for his dad.
Yeah, I do too.
And I don't know his father from Adam, but, you know, you're watching your son struggle, and he clearly doesn't want help. Clearly. And, you know, he's such a tornado in your life that you don't even want him in your house. You know? And the schemes this guy has probably pulled just to get his hands on drugs, allegedly, I can only imagine.
Well, and you were talking about the boy who cried wolf thing. When he does have a true medical emergency and they do slow walk it, if they do, and he dies.
And, of course, their speeds are probably recorded.
Yeah, there's a lawsuit because they didn't go and give him the proper care that he deserved.
Well, in fairness, somebody would have to file that lawsuit because it wouldn't be him. And I'm not trying to be cruel here, but
I want to know, and you can remain completely anonymous, but if you work on an ambulance or have for years,
use a different name. I don't care.
How many of these patients are there around town?
And I bet there are quite a few.
Have you ever seen an arrest or charges? This has to be so rare.
From the text line, I'm a 25-year paramedic. Yep. I used to give a woman a ride to KU twice a week. She claimed to have abdominal pain. She would hop out of the back of the truck before we even got into the bay and walk over to the bar.
Jeez. I'm not laughing, but I'm kind of laughing. Abdominal pain. Okay. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Park.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam said the next time he calls, this is what he's going to get. From the text line, 0007. Oh, I would kill for that phone number. 007. How do people afford an ambulance 13 times in 1 week? They don't pay the bill.
No, of course they don't.
They don't afford it. We do.
Yeah.
That's everybody else.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. This man, he's a Missouri man, but a lot of these were in Richmond. Some of these were in Bourbon County, Kansas, whatever. Anyway, he's been charged with 2 counts of abusing the 911 system. In the course of 4 days, he called the 911 system. The most recent time he was at his dad's house, and it was actually dad who called 911. His son was complaining about something, and quite frankly, he wanted his son out of his house. Yeah. He just didn't want to deal with him anymore. And so this guy apparently called the 911 system, allegedly called 13 times in 4 days. We believe, or it's reported, in an effort to get drugs once he got to the hospital, prescription medications. Heather in St. Joe, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
I'm calling just this kind of really hit with me because I was not on the scale that he was, but I called them 3 times in 4 days towards the tail end of my horrendous alcohol years-long battle, and they were never anything but kind, compassionate, and it ultimately got me into rehab because they called my mother and she wouldn't take me home with her, so they pretty much said I needed to be committed or straight to rehab. And I've been sober since August. And
good for you.
One of the things I really struggled with was making amends to all those countless EMTs and hospital people, 911 people who I could never personally thank. And so in my experience, luckily there was no legal issues, but I'm very grateful for the St. Joseph Buchanan County EMS and their team.
Well, Heather, if you don't mind me asking, what would you call them for?
I live alone, and I had gotten to the point in my alcoholism that when I would try to detox at home, I would have seizures, and I would get extremely sick, and I towards the end when it was really, really bad, the minute I was starting to detox, I would seize. So I was having seizures at home alone. And anytime, for a while, I'd get 2 or 3 months, and the ambulance would show up and be like, "We haven't been here in 2 or 3 months. We thought you were doing good."
Yeah.
And you had relapsed. I presume you had relapsed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and some of them genuinely were so rooting for me so deeply, and they were very kind, and tremendous guilt that I harbor is wasting my drunkenness on those services. But alcohol withdrawal can be very dangerous.
It can be fatal. It can kill you.
Yes, so that ultimately, I wasn't seeking drugs. I was scared because I know it can kill you.
Heather, thank you for your honesty.
I'm very fortunate.
Thank you for your honesty, and we're so glad that you got sober.
Yes, I am too. So.
Good for you. Good for you.
Just one day at a time.
Amen. Amen. The Brazilian woman who went viral after refusing to give up her pre-selected window seat to a crying child says she has officially filed charges against the airline and the passenger who filmed her.
Oh.
Jennifer Castro, age 29, a bank employee in Brazil, found herself at the center of an internet firestorm after the incident in December. A video of said incident, which Jennifer says was actually filmed by a fellow passenger and not the mother, as previously reported, went viral, leading to a whirlwind of online shaming. Castro also unexpectedly rose to social media fame, with her Instagram following skyrocketing to 2.1 million, leading her to secure multiple brand deals as an influencer.
Oh, so you're getting paid for it, and now you want to sue
people.
And now she's suing.
What?
You would have never gotten the brand deals as an influencer if they hadn't let you go viral for being a jerk. Now she claims she has officially filed a lawsuit against GOL Airlines, seeking compensation for distress. She says she also has filed against the fellow passenger who filmed her.
It's so stressful being so famous.
Here's the other deal. You don't have really an expectation of privacy on an airplane. I mean,
clearly.
In the bathroom with the door shut, you can't have someone barging in on you. But you're just sitting there or sitting there acting a fool or any of those things.
Well, and she actually benefited from this person filming her.
Yes.
She got a ton of Instagram followers. Now she's a influencer, which I
hate that word.
I do too.
I hate that word.
Somebody referred to us. This was off the air, and I can't remember where I was. And they said, "Well, you're an influencer," and I go, "What?
We most certainly are."
Yeah, but we pick another word?
What do you mean influencer?
The term influencer. We are most certainly influencers.
Well, I don't want to be.
I would just rather it be called something else.
You were an influencer before the term influencer.
By the way,
existed.
One of the things, I got to point this out. She says she wants to prevent similar public shaming and unauthorized exposure. You don't have an expectation of privacy.
No, you don't.
When you throw a fit on an airplane. Unauthorized exposure. The only time something like that would come in would be like an up the skirt photo in a grocery store with some pervert. That's an unauthorized exposure. You don't just have the right to not be photographed sitting on an airplane. You don't. I think it's weird if someone is, for no reason at all, would be taking pictures of you or filming you, but you don't have the right.
If somebody's just filming you on an airplane for no reason.
I took a photo on the airplane the last time we drove, flew back from
Vegas.
Vegas. I took a photo on the airplane.
Of what?
Because a woman should have been arrested for the way she was deplaning. She should have been placed in handcuffs for making all of us wait an additional like 9 minutes because she did not know what she was doing, nor did she care.
If you want to get fired up, stand in front of Dana on the way out of an airplane.
Sam, this woman, I'm just going to tell you, she stands up. We are all waiting. I don't know why it takes you all so long to get off the plane. This is why. She stands up, grabs a sweater, puts the sweater on. Then, she double jacketed. She grabs another jacket. She grabs another jacket. She yawns.
She thinks she's going out into the great wild west.
Right in front of her, there's now everyone is deplaned in front of her. She is standing in the aisle.
What row are we talking about?
Oh, man. We were like row 26.
We were way in the back.
So we had been waiting. And then she stretches. She puts her second jacket on. She looks for something in her purse. Then I'm going, is this woman going to move? She opens the overhead bin. That entire time, she still had a bag to grab. I took a photo. I'm like, that woman needs to be arrested. I do not do well waiting on people that do things to make everyone else wait that you could have been doing the last 16 minutes we've all been waiting.
No disagreement. Why were you in row 26? Did somebody forget to call in early?
We
check in, I think they call it.
Forgot to set an alarm to check in. So we were C group.
Oh!
As in, I will see and watch you take 96,000 minutes of my time putting on jackets because you don't know how to get off of an airplane.
What? So you get degrees.
So, now, this was on Southwest, right?
United.
United. Mm-hmm. And what time was our flight?
I don't even remember. It's all a blur because I was so...
Was it early in the morning?
Enraged. Like noon.
You were asleep at noon the day before?
We just forgot to set an alarm to like to...
Oh, you weren't sleeping. No. You just forgot to set an alarm.
No, we set an alarm. Do you not do that to get a better boarding? Like, no, I will just say like 5 minutes before, 24 hours before.
That's what I do.
I set an alarm because I will forget. Well, every single time I forget.
I just keep an eye on the... I'm not kidding. Like when we go to Mexico, like if the flight's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon the next day... I'll just say, after lunch, remind me to go up to the room and
You're deflecting. The issue is the woman who stands up and makes everyone wait on her to do all of the things.
Plus, you don't have to check.
I wouldn't have been surprised. I'm going to call my mom real quick. Do y'all mind back there? I'd be like, what are you doing?
In first class.
You don't have to check in when you're in first class.
Oh, God.
You know I don't. I've never flown first class in my life.
Nor have I.
No, but when I walk by those people, I judge them.
So do I.
And do you notice they won't make eye contact with you?
No, they won't.
No, they won't.
They're sitting there sipping their nice, already provided drink while we're out there waiting.
If I wake up tomorrow, because I was a jerk on a plane yesterday, and I've got 2.1 million Instagram followers, I'm not filing a lawsuit against the person who videotaped me. I'm sending them a couple grand.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm going to go ahead and hire a personal branding person and take these 2.1 million followers and shoot it to the moon.
And by the way, there is no flying first class to Cancun. The only airlines out of KCI that I'm aware of that fly down there are Southwest and Frontier, and neither one has first class. Frontier doesn't even have second class.
Have you ever not even been able to get off the plane because someone was taking so long in front of you? You're just going to die right there?
Yes. I'm familiar. I've been on a lot of flights. I'm familiar with it's the same person every plane. I'm also familiar, as I mentioned to you several times, the greedy, self-centered Martha in Charlotte, North Carolina, who was in row 30, I was in row 15.
And she bum-rushed up.
And she ran up as soon as the plane had, taxied or whatever it's called.
Now, if you're missing your connection,
or if your child has been kidnapped. Well, first of all, she was about 80, and I saw the little tag on her carry-on.
Mm.
And Martha lived in Charlotte.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. And what she did was prevent me and everybody in our row and the row across the aisle from preparing to deplane because we couldn't get up.
There's a new name for that thing. I don't know what it is, but the airlines have coined a term for the person that does that.
Have they?
Yeah.
Satan?
Yeah. No, it's an aisle.
I think it
what is.
Is
it? Aisle.
It's like an aisle hopper
or something.
No.
Aisle rat?
Yes, it's like a rat. It's something rat.
No. It is an animal. What is the name?
It's a Martha rat.
Her name was Martha.
I feel like if you're doing something you truly don't understand, that you're holding everybody up, that's one thing. But I feel like the people that are most often holding us up, getting off a plane, know exactly what they're doing. Who brings two jackets and then puts them on slowly?
Why not just put them on when you get into the terminal?
Man, I am get up, throw my crap. Like, I get my...
Let's go.
Let's get off this plane.
Yep. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Steve III. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ. So apparently there are some unreleased Tupac Shakur songs before he signed with Death Row Records. And they were recorded from late 1990 to early 1991, about the time he was recruited for his budding talent. And they're saying that this Tupac treasure trove could cost you a cool $250,000.
Oh.
And it's available only for a private sale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy it, get the rights to sell it, and you'll make tons.
Don't you think that they've already thought of that and you're not allowed to do that? It's just like your private little thing, and you just keep it, and you look at
One guy on the whole planet with this one Tupac Shakur song?
Yep. Okay. Maybe come over for a dinner party. I'll crank it for you.
Would be a pretty cool piece of hip-hop history to have if you're a hip-hop nut.
On Sunday, the Higginsville Police Department arrested a man accused of being intoxicated after he fell asleep while driving. Good God in heaven. Officers were called to the intersection of Highway T at St. Mary's Road in Higginsville. Just after 7 o'clock
a.m.
on March 9th, after callers reported a driver passed out in the car, when the officers arrived, court documents stated that they found Robert Thorpe Jr. of Oak Grove sitting in his white Silverado with the vehicle in drive, his foot on the brake. They had tried to wake him by honking and knocking on his window, but they were unsuccessful.
He's lucky that his foot stayed on the brake.
Yeah. No kidding. He had a 12-ounce can of Twisted Tea allegedly sitting in the center console. Documents state his eyes were bloodshot. They did awake him. They asked him to take a preliminary breath test. He refused and was arrested. Okay. A popular Independence water park is closing. Apparently, it's not that popular.
That.
Adventure Oasis water park will not open again. The water park posting on Facebook, "We are making it official. Adventure Oasis will not open again."
Repair costs, too, Scott, just the upkeep.
Continual financial losses and mounting repairs, that's right, Dana, needed for the park to be safe. They were charging $10 for Independence residents, $15 for non-residents last year. But Adventure Oasis, very popular in Independence, is no more. And here's the trend we didn't think we needed. The latest in men's aesthetics is eyelash trimming.
I thought we wanted them longer.
Women do, in which men are cutting their lashes to appear more manly.
I have been told I can't tell you how many times in my life that I have some very feminine eyelashes. And I'm like, what do you want me to do about that?
Long eyelashes are beautiful.
Ophthalmologist Dr. Ashley Hayden says trimming your eyelashes is not at all recommended.
I don't get any dust in my eyes.
Will they grow back?
Well, they're just trimming them.
I know, but like if it's not at all recommended, why? Because you'll stab yourself in the eye with your scissors?
Number one.
Have a couple beers.
Dr. Hayden did say you don't ever want to put anything sharp next to your eyes.
Yeah.
Duh.
Now I do need eye survey.
And also...
get that GA going slower.
Eyelashes do play a very important role in your eye health.
Now, I do get my brows trimmed every time I get a haircut.
So do I. Now, wait till you get my age, Sam, and you get
hair in the ears. Here we
go.
Well,
no. My stylist, excuse me. My stylist said to me the other day, as she was running the comb through my eyelashes, she goes, "Oh, we got a crazy one in here." That literally came out of her mouth.
Why do you think I started trimming them?
"Oh, we got a crazy one in here."
This one's gone rogue.
We got to run. Bonus hours next. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.